This is Ralph Wilson here in Eldoret at the African Renewal Leaders Conference. And I have with me Rona Nakazibwe. Is that right?
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
From Kampala, Uganda. And she's going to be one of the speakers during the revival meetings that are held following the teaching sessions in the evening. So what church are you with there in Kampala?
In Namilembe Christian Fellowship. Yes.
And what's your ministry there in the church?
I'm doing with the outreach ministry, doing missions, conferences, crusades, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I've managed to start several churches in Uganda.
So, how do you start a church? How does God use you? How does that work?
Oh, normally we go to the place first. We pray for the place. After some time, we do person-to-person evangelism. This is normally we call it door-to-door ministry. And then sometimes after which we do the crusade, the big campaign outside, open rally. We preach, and people get saved, and they start to come to church. Yeah.
So, several churches, are those in Uganda, the ones you've helped start?
Some are in Uganda, one in Rwanda. Yes. Yeah.
Now, you're a woman preacher. Are there a lot of women preachers in Uganda?
Yes, of course. Yeah, they are there. And some are pastoring different churches, and they're very powerful ladies in the kingdom of God. Mm. Yeah.
In the United States, we don't have as many women preachers, perhaps, as you do in Uganda.
I would wonder why. Maybe you are not encouraging them.
I think that's probably true. I think sometimes the church has discouraged women from really pursuing God's call in their life. And I'm happy to see that God's opened up doors for you, and you've walked through them, and you haven't let anyone stop you. Though I'm sure someone's tried now and then.
It's because of the desire that is in my heart. I have that passion, that zeal. So I don't think that anyone can quench that zeal away from me.
Well, how does
it happen to push me to go forward no matter what?
Yeah. So how did you become a Christian, Rona?
Okay, that is a very long story.
Well, just the short version.
Okay, yeah. Someone came and preached to me. Then it's like he was telling me to go to a certain man of God to be prayed for. And then when I went there, somehow I was hooked to Jesus.
How old were you then?
I was very young. It is far back in early 80s. Yeah.
So what happened after you became a Christian? How did things change for you?
Okay. At first I was not so serious. But as the time continues on, slowly by slowly I got the interest. I picked the interest with. After some time, yes. So I became a very strong Christian.
So you have a zeal for the Lord. What is your passion? What is the zeal that you have? What has God put inside you that you must do?
Okay. Actually, it's all about leaders. And I have a dream. These days, I want to start a church in Kampala there. And when I start this church, it's basically going to be raising leaders and also being a headquarter for my ministry. As I go out and do the work of God, then I come and... yeah.
Well, we're so happy to have you here, and may God bless you as you preach here in this conference. Let me pray for you, Rona. Father, I thank you for Rona. You've called her a servant of God and are using her in your work, and I ask you to bless her. And Lord, bless others through her. Raise up through her other leaders, women leaders, oh God, who will have a passion for your work. Let the Spirit of God rest on her at these meetings, oh God, and through her, touch hearts and lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. So nice to meet you.